This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, I mean always, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room. It's just so much going on. So we're going to have Kimberly Marin join us right after the break. She's always got her finger on the pulse of what's happening, and usually get her to start bouncing off the wall in just about no time whatsoever. Head up to the website, realside.com, right? Sign up for the email, the weekly email blasts, and then that way there, you know, it's really simple. If you don't like it, you just unsubscribe. Seriously. But it'll let you know what kind of topics and things we're going to be doing and what have you, and got a lot of good things happening this week. And again, like I said, Kimberly Marin on the first, after the first break. And Dr. Bridget coming up in the second hour. You know, and she's going to tell you how to keep sane at home. Deal with all this craziness that's going on around you, including with your teen, your husband, your loved one. Hopefully your husband's your loved one. I don't know. Third hour is all me. That's right. By then I should be well wound, as they say. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Tomorrow night, Dr. Keith Albo is going to join us. And we're going to really discuss what Trump has done to the mental state of many of those who thought they had it all together. But apparently, we're now learning they don't. Right? You see them on TV. Tell me, there's no semblance of sanity on any of these people that we see. And Obama losing his mind. Right? He's losing his mind over this. Their minds over this. And then, as far as Trump goes, I mean, apparently he announced that he's taking the hydroxychloroquine. And now all the medical people are going, oh, gee, doesn't seem like you should take it. You should check, you know, with the medical experts. Of course, you check with your doctor and everything before you start taking it. It's kind of stupid to do it on your own, right? When did you become a doctor? And over the weekend, oh, this is great. More and more and more. Right? More and more and more information is coming out to see just how deep, okay, just how deep this stuff goes. This nasties go, the deep states go. Now, many of you know recently the Republican Party picked up a seat that was vacated by Katie Hill. And she was the one that had to resign in disgrace because she lied to the people around her. She lied to her constituency. Right? She was just bad. She was bad for the area that she came from. Just bad. So Mike Garcia, who will be sworn in tomorrow as the new congressman for California's Congressional Area 25, she's having a hard time with this. As well as she should, frankly, because she gave it up. If she didn't lie, if she did the right thing, she wouldn't have had to do this. Now, she tried to blame it on the people on a recent piece. She tried to blame it on the people that put up the naked pictures for her, which is kind of funny. Because naked pictures had nothing to do with anything. Of course. Right? I mean, seriously, thinking about it. And again, more Democrats not taking responsibility for what they did or didn't do. And speaking of which, former California Democrat Representative Katie Hill, she admitted that she cried for a few days after Republican Mike Garcia won last week's election to take the seat that she left. She said, so yeah, it really hurt to have my old seat flip back to Republican for a ton of people and also for me. In fact, it was pretty blanking devastating. No decorum with these people at all. She went out on Twitter and said, I went offline and cried for a few days. No, she didn't. She would put stuff out there on a daily basis. And as always, I'm getting ready to stand back up and keep fighting. You're the reason you lost. You left these people in the lurch. They thought they had somebody new, young, energetic, with some moral standards, and they don't. They didn't. You handed it back. And then you went out and started posting and doing all kinds of stupid stuff and commercials. And even your own Democrat team said, hey, you blew this for us. Stop it. Stay away. Don't bother us anymore. Now, Garcia is a former Navy fighter pilot. He flipped a seat in the 25th District in California. You know, and the district was red for the first time in 1998. Trump lost the district by 6 points in 16. Now, Trump lost it by 6. Garcia won it by 12 with a seated assemblywoman from California, which is usually unheard of, Democrat Christy Smith. She is a big supporter of AB 5 that took millions of jobs away from single parents, people who needed, called the gig economy, where especially single moms that were able to do some work, whether it was media writing or Uber or any one of those things, to pick up a few bucks every month to feed their kids. But she obviously didn't care. Same thing with education. When it came to the education world, she tried to shut down, for all intents and purposes, she tried to shut down charter schools, taking parental choice for education away from the kids. Parents. Anyway, Double Senior your host, Kimberly Marin, joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved, being engaged, making sure hopefully you're making sure that what I say is true. Do not believe everything that comes out of my mouth just because it comes out of my mouth. Make sure it's real. That's how we all get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let me bring somebody on that we know that when it comes spewing out of her mouth, it's pretty sharp, it's pretty raw, and it's truthful. Kimberly Morgan joins me. She does every week, and I'm sure she's got a lot to say about all the craziness that went on over the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, you'd be very proud. I guess there was an L.A. police officer that was on horseback at one of the beaches, and there was a woman there, and she said something to the effect of, you know, how many citations have you given out? And he basically said, we don't cite people for exercising their constitutional rights.
In California?
Yes, in California. Apparently, he didn't drink the Kool-Aid. He poured it out.
I'm impressed. That's what he should be doing. Yes. That's what they all should be doing.
Yep.
I'm actually quite impressed with that.
They were on the beach to keep peace and, you know, make sure everybody was okay and that kind of stuff, but they weren't going to go arrest people.
So, did I hear something right? Maybe you can correct me. That the L.A. mayor said, if you go to the beach, you can't walk on the dry sand. You can only walk on the wet sand and you can't go swimming. Is that right?
You know, no, wait a minute. I didn't hear those exact words, right? But this
is the same guy.
Wait a minute. But this is the same guy that's letting people out of city jails because they have corona or corona's growing in the city jails and they want to let them out before it catches. But they'll put you in jail for not wearing a mask. Right? I mean, and somehow, this is supposed to make sense.
That's... Well, I hope as a result of this, a lot of people see how backwards Democrats actually are.
Yeah, man, you are one heck of an optimist.
Yeah, I am.
Seriously.
I really am.
Yeah.
But, for real, I mean, this isn't anything. This kind of behavior from Democrats is nothing new, listeners.
Right.
Well, your listeners probably already know that. But Democrats like to criminalize law-abiding citizens, right, for doing lawful things. They like to make laws that criminalize them while coddling criminals. That's how it's always worked with Democrats. Well, at least since I've been around, or paying attention, I should say. So this is nothing new for Democrats. It's just more ridiculously obvious because wearing a mask and getting arrested for not wearing one affects everyone, right?
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, gun owners or you know, people who are want to protest on the sidewalk of Planned Parenthood or whatever. You know what I mean? This is... par for the course for Democrats, but it affects everyone now, so now everyone can see how they really behave.
Oh, listen, the Chicago mayor, the L.A. mayor, they're like little spoiled brats stamping their feet going, I'm in charge, why won't you listen to me? I'm in charge. Bring it in. Right? I mean,
hey, I've been saying Democrats are like Farouk Assault for a long time.
So, no, a couple of quick ones. L.A. City, L.A. County seems to be following suit lately, but L.A. City, Garcetti says, hey, I don't know when this is going to end. Okay? Until they have a cure for this thing, we're going to keep like this. Yeah, good luck with that, buddy. Okay? Because I don't even have to say anything. The left is going to take you out. I won't have to do anything. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
And so he's doing stuff like that. Still has the snitch hotline open so you can call and, you know, tell on people that aren't staying off to certain areas, right? He's also talking about the recreation areas and beaches are going to reopen with strict restrictions. But what I love, seriously, what I really love is the fact that the cops are saying, yeah, we're not going to enforce it. You know, they're allowed to give you, warnings. So, good luck.
So, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a gym... it's in New Jersey, another left-wing bastion of hell. And the owners of the gym opened, and a bunch of people went there, and the cops showed up, and basically, you know, and they're not supposed to be open. The gym's not supposed to be quote unquote open, according to their governor. And the cops showed up, and they said, "Yep, have a good day. Have a good day."
He must think, you know. These guys are not putting up with it either. Think about what the police would be doing. If they had to enforce every one of these edicts, every one of these dictates, they don't be doing one thing. They would be taking down coronavirus non-mask wearers as opposed to people robbing, you know, beating people up in the street, robbing them and breaking into homes, right?
Really, is that what we want the police policing? We want them to stop the bad guys, the actual criminals who are actually harming other people. or whatever. We don't want them, oh, you don't have a mask on, ma'am. You have to come with us. In New York City, they arrested a woman, or they caused, I think they arrested her. She didn't have a mask on the subway with her daughter. She had her child with her, and she was leaving the subway, and the cops decided to battle with her. It's a horrifying video. I saw. Oh, yeah. I didn't see the whole thing.
I've seen bits and pieces of stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So really, really, that's what you want to be doing. This woman is, just because she doesn't have a mask on, she's on the subway, you're going to arrest her or give her any kind of trouble when someone probably got mugged two stops down? That's how stupid these people are.
Well, Garcetti, again, I mean, this guy is all over the place. And you're right. I mean, he's coming out and saying, you know, listen to the words. He doesn't want to turn it into a police state. Right?
But that's where he's going.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to force him to do that if we don't do what he tells us to do.
Right.
Right?
And yeah, you're going to make it happen. So one of the things, I forget what I was going to say.
It happens.
I'm talking to you at the same time. I'm trying to look up to see what Garcetti said about the beach. Because if he said you can't walk on the dry sand, how the hell are you getting to the wet sand? That was my point.
Listen. I got a better one for you. You can't sit on the beach, but you can stand. I'm not joking.
Seriously.
So if the cops are walking by and you're sitting down and say, look, you can't sit on the beach. Can I stand? Yes. You don't have to move. You can stand right there. You just can't sit there.
Oh,
we're
going
to go for a break here to see your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said on 60 Minutes the American economy will rebound from the unprecedented downturn caused by the coronavirus outbreak.
It's going to take a while for us to get back, but I would just say this. In the long run, and even in the medium run, you wouldn't want to bet against the American economy. This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know. Assuming there's not a second wave of the coronavirus, I think you'll see the economy recover steadily through the second half of this year.
Stay-at-home orders issued by states to stem the spread of the virus have frozen the economy for the moment. More than 36 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits in the last 5 weeks, a burst that economists say is unprecedented. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, really. Ow. I got something in my eyeball. Really appreciate the time that you spent. Yes, I know. It's my eyeball. Got it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. You're not that old, okay? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me. Yeah, I know. I can tell she's ready to spew. She joins me like she does every week to help me kick off the week. And this week's extra special because we just have so many whacktoids out there in the, just amazing to me. You were talking about this during the break where it's kind of like you got the people on one side. It's not even right or left because right now you got a lot of people on the left are like, let me out. You know, and then you got the other people that are on the other side going, you know, you hate old ladies, you hate old people, you hate America, put your mask on, go home. It's like, come on, stop it, knock it off, right?
It's insane. We've talked about it before, like you can especially see it in like local social media type groups.
Yeah.
And you see, I just post eye roll GIFs now because it's like,
oh, you can't
wear your mask. Wear your mask. I'm like, you know what? Was it last week? Was the first week actually? I went to the grocery store last, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. So it was after the show on Monday. So I hadn't talked to you at that point again. I went to the grocery store. It was the first time I had gone since, wait, what's that last week? Good Lord, I can't remember.
This is your story in your head. Don't.
And I can't even remember. Yeah. But I went to the grocery store and I was like only one of three people who weren't wearing a mask.
Wow. Oh, so they're not mandatory there.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Some stores, some stores make you wear a mask. Or a face, it's not even a mask because it's face coverings. I think I told you I have a face covering, like a neck thing that says gun rights or women's rights with a big rifle across it. Yep. I had to wear that at a couple doctor's offices in Massachusetts. But no one said anything to me. I mean, I could just look like a person that they know better than to say something to, but there was only a few of us. Everybody else was wearing something. Like, woman.
Are you going to look at a woman who's got a mask on that says gun rights or women's rights? I'm going, sorry, you can't wear that in here.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? It would be hysterical. I had to have an entire conversation with a doctor with it on. Luckily, I think the doctor is a good guy and he likes it. Oh, I think I did tell you guys that last week because that was last Monday. But I went into the grocery store and they have the new rules, you know, the one ways. Luckily, I went in a time where I didn't have to wait in line outside, and I did. I was good. I followed the arrows, except for the places where there weren't arrows, and I'm like, well, what the heck am I supposed to do?
No. The best one is when you go in the supermarket. We Americans follow directions so well. We go in the supermarket, and they got arrows, you know, going down one way, arrows going down the other way, and everybody's going both ways. And you're going...
Yeah. Oh, everybody was going both ways, too.
Why did you waste the tape? I don't understand.
Everybody, right. Well, the one thing is people do stand back at the register, so that part is kind of good. And it's so funny because they have in between, I don't know if they have this where you are, but in between the aisles where, you know, I mean, the checkout,
right.
They have end caps of, like, stuff, sort of like blocking in between each one. I'm like,
yeah.
First of all, that's not 6 feet. Second of all, do they really think that's going to stop people, you know, from...
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, right?
But then they have, this is because this is the first time I was there since they changed all this. Then they have the plastic thing up right where the checker is. But the bagger, there's no plastic thing protecting the bagger, right? And the plastic thing where the register, where the cashier is just like right in front of her right there. Other side, either side is, you know, still air and above her. I was like, really? I'm like, actually, the plastic thing is probably a good idea all year round just because if someone does sneeze or cough, right? But I was just, it was definitely interesting. And I did see one poor woman. She had a mask on, but she had pulled it down to her neck because she couldn't breathe.
Well, you try to tell people that. They don't want to hear it. It's like, really think it through. What are you doing with those masks on? You're breathing, you're stuck breathing your own air, if you would.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense. We have friends that were getting headaches. They had to pull the masks off and breathe fresh air once in a while. I go into the store and I just keep the bottom pulled forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's harmful to some people who have issues already. It can be really harmful to them. I mean, it is a mental issue as well to wear one. And so, whatever. I don't know. I know there's some places that are mandating you wear a mask. And you know what? Just don't go to that business or order something online if you really have to. But I haven't seen, like, places like grocery stores do it. I don't know about where you are, but not where I am.
No. They've got signs up, you know, no mask, no service kind of thing. Same thing. Oh, we went to, what was it, Jack in the Box, right? Not Jack in the Box. Maybe Jack in the Box. Anyhow, the long and short of it is they said that the no mask, no service in the drive-thru.
What?
I'm going, see? You do what I did. Like, are you people serious? No mask, no service in the drive-thru? It's just amazing.
Well, think about it. So I've gone to, like, Dunkin' Donuts a couple times. And
right. If
you're in the drive-thru, they don't have that. I mean, the girl at Dunkin' Donuts didn't even have a mask on, which I thought was great. Because I can't honestly imagine having to work, especially in a job where you're running around. Having to work wearing a mask. I think that would be horrifying.
I know
people do it, and I know people in the medical field do it, but people in the medical field know they have to do that when they go into it, right?
Yeah.
If you have another kind of job that you don't have to do that, you're not used to it. But, yeah, the girl didn't have one on. And believe me, I take my hand sanitizer everywhere I go now. It's just I have a little travel thing.
Yeah.
I think I told you I sent my son ones that say fresh squeezed, liberal tears.
No.
Yes. It's a hand sanitizer I found, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's a company that makes gun oil lube. Fresh squeeze liberal tears or something.
You're a real antagonist, aren't you? I mean, seriously.
Lives in Boston, so it's even better.
Oh, God, yes. He should give those something. He should take it to work and put it on his desk. You know what I'm saying?
He can't work.
Oh, that's right. Well, listen, I don't get any of this stuff. I'm sorry. You know, there was somebody today complaining. Now, think about this. I can't remember who it was complaining. It was a Democrat, though. Complaining of the fact that nobody's asking the white-collar workers to come to work. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm yelling at the radio, how stupid must you... I mean, seriously, most, quote-unquote, white-collar workers, they work behind a computer. They're stuck in an office all day.
Home.
Right? Thank you. So they are working, but they're working at their house. The blue-collar workers tend to, what, they drive the buses, right? They work the lines and that kind of stuff where manual labor is mandatory. I mean,
where you have to go somewhere to do your job. Right. No, my son's working from home. He can't go into the office. I'm working from home. Thankfully, I'm still thankful I still have a job. But a lot of people can't do that.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. So let's switch gears for a second. Did I lose you? You did. You
no, I'm here, but I was coughing. I want people to think I have the COVID.
Oh, you got
allergies.
The COVID or the Budweiser, one of the two. I don't know.
Stop.
So did you see the big puff piece over the weekend in the Washington Post, making Stacey Abrams out to almost be a model of some kind? I mean, seriously.
What? I did not see that. Well, I can't. You have to have a subscription, don't you?
No. Not if you're in the media. They send you this stuff all the time. So the Washington Post, they did a whole glowing magazine type of profile on the potential of Stacey Abrams being VP.
Good Lord.
They talked about her rise to stardom, her rise to starhood. She's got the young people all excited. When she walks into a room, they stand up on chairs and they applaud her. You know, they just go goo-goo over her. Well, they also went goo-goo over Hillary Clinton and old man...
According to the media.
Sanders. Oh, yeah. Well, all 11 of them, you know, got up on the chairs and did the whole thing, right? I mean, seriously. And you look at these people and you go, are you people serious with this?
Wow.
You think that
Stacey
Abrams...
They're really pushing for her hard, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, black female, they think they're going to drive people in with her. I don't want anybody to
persuade
them.
They'll drive people in with that wedge between their teeth.
We're going for a break. Joe, we'll see your host. We may or may not be back. I'll let you know in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let's just bring her in because she's usually chomping at the bit to get, you know, something off her chest. Kimberly Marine joins me. She does every week, you know, to kick the week off, get things rolling, get things fired up. Where do people find you, Kimberly?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I love what's going on in Boston because even, you know, those group of libs now are jumping up going, okay, enough. You people are killing us. Stop it. You know you're in trouble when you start losing the base, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The mayor of Boston is an absolute nut job. But Baker has been slowly opening stuff up, so I'm hoping to get an appointment with my stylist in Massachusetts coming up.
Oh, God.
I have one scheduled for May 23rd, but of course they're not opening until May
25th. They extended, yeah, just like ours. We don't know how long this is going to be because we don't know how long it's going to take to come up with some kind of cure for this. And would you guys just go somewhere? Just go over.
There's not going to be a cure probably ever, just like there isn't a cure for the flu or pneumonia. right? Yeah, or, there's vaccines, but you can
AIDS,
still get it.
Or HIV, or, right?
Yeah, there's never. Right, exactly. There might be a way to deal with it. Like the flu, you could take Tamiflu, right? Pneumonia, they do certain things to deal with it. You just got to make sure you catch it early enough. But they're probably never going to find a cure. They're just going to find a way to treat it so people don't die. Or not, I shouldn't say that, not so people don't die. So as many people don't die. Because we have vaccines for the flu and for pneumonia, and we also have treatment for the flu and pneumonia, but thousands of people still die every year, kids. Yep. That's reality. I mean, that's science. So that you can't, to say you're going to wait around for a cure, imagine if they waited around for a cure for AIDS, we'd be waiting around for 20 years with nobody being able to do anything.
So what do you think of the outrage? You know, you had said during the break that Neil Cavuto, his name was trending on Twitter. And yep. So, you know, Trump says he's been taking hydrochloroquine. And so, you know, this thing is like split right down the middle. You got half of the medical people.
Oh, that's
going,
trending now, too.
No, don't do that, whatever. Cavuto comes out and says, oh, please, don't do what Trump told you to do. You need to, you know, check with your doctor. And I'm going, okay. Maybe he needs to say that because we have people that had to be told to wash their hands and don't sneeze towards other people.
Seriously, right?
Right? And would you take any drug unless a doctor told you should take it?
Absolutely not.
See?
Absolutely not. I would check, you know, other than certain vitamins, but I would do research first on the vitamins. But it was my own doctor who said, hey, you're vitamin D deficient. You need to take vitamin D. So I've been doing that for a few years. I mean, you talk to your doctor, right? You talk to a professional. You don't just go on some crazy website or listen to some person who is in the public and do what they do.
Yep.
You get your doctor knows you best.
Oh,
you know?
Just nuts.
You know what? Though you are right. The washing of the hands alone. I mean, the fact that they keep saying, wash your hands and wash it for 20 seconds or carry hand sanitizer and use that. Do they really need to tell people that? And I have a question for you, Joe, while we're on this cleanliness topic.
All right.
There's still homeless people all over the country. Now, you would think, given they don't have the ability to keep, you know, wash their hands a gazillion times, you know what I mean? They're
right.
They're lacking in nutrition. They're lacking in every basic necessity in life, right? Why isn't there, like, massive outbreaks of coronavirus in all these places? Because I haven't heard of any. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't heard of any.
Well, what I love is that, you know, they were screaming a few weeks ago that as these states start to open up, we would see these massive rises in coronavirus, right? And
yeah.
Now that they've been open, not just since last Friday, some have eased a lot of stuff over the last few weeks. Now they're being called up, these scientists are being called on the carpet, these doctors, whatever, saying, hey, where's this spike you keep talking about? And they go, oh, it takes a while. What?
Yeah.
2 weeks? 2 months, 2 years, what's a while?
Yeah. And that's what people keep saying. You're opening up, like people are freaking out because they opened up. Stores were able to, certain stores, I think actually any retail store that wanted to could now open in New Hampshire. And people are freaking, all the Karens and the Chads are freaking out because there was a line of people outside of Burlington Coat Factory, which is... I don't know if you guys have those there. It's almost like a Kohl's or Marshall's type store. So
of people. I know. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. So there was a line of people outside the store, and all these people are like, what are these people doing? They're going to make it shut down again because they're going to get the coronavirus and it's going to spread even more. And what do they need to go shopping for? Oh my God. I was like, oh boy. And the reason they're standing out a line in a line is because they're limiting the number, that's the rules, quote unquote, they're limiting the number of people who can be in the store at one time. And it's based on square footage.
Oh yeah, I got so irritated. I went in, I went into the store the other day, and it's a store that I usually don't shop at. Tammy shops there. So she asked me to go to get her something specific. And I went in, and they didn't have long lines. Like, there weren't lines at the cash registers. There were maybe 50 people in the store that easily could have handled 150, 200 people. And
yep.
There's eight of us in a line. I'm going, well, why? I mean, seriously, why? I'm about ready to turn around and sneeze into the air. Okay, taking 8 people down would be... They'll die of a heart attack just because they think that I may have something that was spreading it. God forbid you sneeze right into dust or anything, right? I mean, seriously.
Oh, my. Right? That's so bad.
Yeah, we're now seeing shootings skyrocket in some major cities, drug abuse, what's the other thing? Drug abuse.
Alcohol
abuse. Spousal
abuse. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it's going crazy. By the way.
Well, all of those things, when you're in an economic downturn like this, I mean, this is the worst that we've seen in our lifetimes, probably. We've had recessions before, but this is really bad. And we already statistically know from historical fact that suicides go up, deaths from alcohol and drug abuse go up. Child abuse increases, spousal abuse increases, that all rises. Poverty rises. When people are desperate or in despair, there's actually a term for it, and I forget, I don't have it open, but I looked at it earlier. But when people have this feeling of despair, which is what probably a lot of people are feeling right now because they can't do what they normally do, and it's not due to anything they did, it's because of the government. Listen, the coronavirus didn't shut everything down. The government did. People have to remember that. The coronavirus did not shut all these businesses down and make you lose your job and lose the way of your ability to feed your family. The government did that to you.
Oh, it's all, yeah. Go ahead and say that.
People need to remember that.
Well, a lot of people love to think the government actually saved us. You know what I'm saying?
So, please, the government couldn't save themselves.
Nope. So listen.
If they were drowning and they had a lifeboat right there.
Who she ran for president. You know, she's so forgettable. What's her name? Marianne Williamson, right? That was it?
Yeah, Marianne Williamson.
Mr. Trump, I will meet you on the battlefield of love.
And love will win.
Yeah, I can see that. Worked out well for her, didn't it? Anyway.
Yeah.
So now she's decided, you know, all that loving stuff she's got going on. Now she's decided that she is going to endorse Nancy Pelosi's challenger, but not... not the Republican challenge, of course, not that. Even though she openly admitted that that her own party was so mean towards her when she was running for president, right? No, she is going to endorse Shahid Batar for Congress, and he is, you know, just a self-confessed, you know, social radical socialist, and San Francisco needs somebody who's going to go fight for them for climate justice, human rights, and racial justice. Those are the three things that are main on his platform, because nothing else exists.
Oh, my God. He's just virtue signaling for voters. That's really disgusting.
Yeah, but I don't think that's working anymore. I really do think that it's starting to get to the point, unless you're, like, so far left that you've fallen off the planet, even the moderate Dems, the Dems that normally would have said, hey, I'm really not keen about voting for Republicans, now they're looking at it going, we need to reset. We need to get the Republicans in there to reset to think of nothing else. Are you seeing that at all in your area? You can just
└► we do have a race going on for governor, and there's a primary with Democrats, but I'm not really, to be honest with you, I'm not seeing much action in that whole area right now.
They can't go door to door to steal votes.
Well,
they don't know what to do.
Right. So I don't see much from one of the Democrat candidates, but he's a hardcore left-wing commie. The other one, he says stuff about the governor, and so I smack him down usually if I see it. But I'm not seeing much in that whole line yet. I think it's going to get a bit bigger over the summer when we finally can get back to somewhat normal.
All right. Tell people where to find you. Got to go.
Conservative IND on Twitter and graniterock.com.
Joe Messina, your host. Listen, Dr. Bridget's going to be with us next hour. Don't go far.